Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 M America, to Breaking News Journal. Today we're playing Mr. Leon Patillo's song, I Surrender, in memory of Chuck Smith, who passed away, and it was reported in the Los Angeles Times. And we just want to give our condolences to his family today. Leon, it is a pleasure and an honor having you with us today. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right, thank you, Ruth. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I was playing the song that you created, I Surrender. It's a wonderful, wonderful song, and I thought it was apropos to play since Chuck Smith has passed away, the founder of Calvary Chapel, and it was reported in the Los Angeles Times,
yes.
As we know. And I know you want to say something about that, because I know you work a lot with Calvary Chapel, but it's a pleasure having you with us today.
Well, thank you. Yeah, he was a very special man. When I had I left the group, I think I had left Santana. I was, of course, as you know, I spent a lot of years working with Carlos, and
yeah,
it's just at one point in my life, I just felt like I wanted to, you know, make a change musically. Of course, he and I always were pretty good. Carlos and I were pretty good with trying to search out lyrics that yeah. would have not just a great meaning as far as fun and love and that, but, so, you know, a deeper component. And when I left the band, Chuck was like one of the first, Pastor Chuck was the first one to reach out to me and say, have you ever thought about doing a gospel album? And so it was, this whole thing was kicked off by him. And and so
wow.
I had written some songs, but it was just one of those things that, it was just so timely because I was going to do with my life and with my career at that point. I knew I wanted to do something that had a little bit more of an inspirational lyrical content about it, but I didn't know exactly how to say it or how strong I could say it or if I should say it halfway in between and make a bridge or what. So he just kept reminding me that God's word was something that was so solid, and it's just it had been lasting for so long. He said, why don't you base some of your songs around God's word? So that's what I did. The first album I did, Dance Children Dance, was primarily mostly a scriptural type album, and everybody seemed to like it.
Well, everybody loves your music. I was receiving on Facebook, just so you know, people that on all of our Facebook sites, people are saying that they remember you, they liked your music, that they went to some of your live concerts.
Wow.
And so I'm getting those kind of comments in already.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to know that.
Oh, that's great. I appreciate that, Ruth. Yeah, that's good.
You're more than welcome. Hey, this is what this is about. It's like, you know, you guys, you've done so much for the communities, and you're doing so much now, and that's what we want to talk about today. You know, focus on you. I know you're out doing concerts and stuff like that, but we want to get this information out of who you are, your music, and stuff like that, because it's an honor for me, because I promoted your music at A&M Records when I was in Burbank, and it was just an honor to meet you and your wonderful wife, Renee, and we've got a chance to communicate a lot. I keep chasing her down, and she's so busy. We're all busy and stuff like that, but it is a pleasure to have you on so that we could talk about your music. Listen, while you just got through talking about the fact that you were with Santana, how long were you with Carlos Santana's band, and how long did you guys work together?
I joined them in the 70s, and we ended up doing three albums together, Borboleta, Moonflower, and Festival. Those were the three albums. I was involved either in singing as lead vocalist or writing songs on the album. And so we really had a great run there, and it was like the beginning of the 80s that this new music style started to break through. But he right now is one of the neatest musicians out there. Not only is he a great, great musician in his own right, because I think he's like wine, you know, he's just gotten better with the years, but he's also got a great heart. I've always enjoyed his heart. He just has a way of, you know, letting people feel more important than he is. When he's in a room, you see him there, and you, of course, you have seen all the pictures and everything, and him with his hat and all that, but you know, it's something about when you come in his presence, you just feel like he's lifting you up instead of the other way around. So it's just
he's just an unusual
musician.
Is he a believer too?
Well, he has made a decision for Christ. I watched it happen. We were both living in Santa Cruz in the 80s, and he was living in, he was in Aptos, and I was in Scotts Valley. And so he had a tennis court, so I would go over to his house, and we'd play tennis. And, you know, in casual conversation, because at that point I wasn't actually in a group anymore, so I just kind of, you know, put my thumb in his back a little bit more about, you know, maybe stepping up and doing something more with his life. I'd have to worry about getting fired. So we got a chance to talk a little more, and so he eventually said, you know, I've been wanting to get baptized, and I've been wanting to make that sort of confession of faith. So there's a pastor in Santa Cruz named Bob Pageant. He's not there any longer, but at the Assembly of God Church there, and he's actually the one who baptized Carlos Santana, and we all saw it happen. He made a confession of faith, and water came up, and I think he was born Catholic. I'm not born Catholic, but I mean, he came up Catholic, so this was a big deal to kind of do it a Protestant way. But anyway, we all saw it happen, so now that's between him and God.
Yeah, it sure is.
Happens from here out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but that, I saw a lot of eyes, and a lot of people witnessed, you know, that happen.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about your where you have gone. I mean, tell us everything that you can manage to tell us in the next 20 minutes or whatever. Of course, I'll probably interrupt in a few seconds to ask you another question. But, you know, give us an idea. Give the audience an idea of your career, where you've gone. I saw some of your videos on YouTube, and, I mean, you have performed with some large crowds. I mean, the Gospel Music Awards and things like that. So, you know, tell us about that. I didn't know you played so many instruments either.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing because, you know, when you move away from something as big as a popular band, you know, it's kind of hard to kind of get started. You have to kind of come up with what I would call something gimmicky to kind of get people's attention. And so I thought, I mean, it wasn't something I created, but at the time I was stepping out in the 80s, this is when a lot of the machines were coming in and the computers that could, you know, help you to be more of a one-man show. And so I just, you know, bought a few of those. I think Oberheim was the first one to come up with like a drum in a box, and you could also use it to trigger other instruments, you know, synthesizers with horns and strings like that. And so I just put it all together. Me and my engineer, we spent about 3 months just working on songs of mine from Dance Children Dance on, just to try to see if we could, you know, put those into a program and then go out as a one-man show. And so my first concert I did was actually in Australia. The Australian people seem to have, how can I say this right, more of a forgiving spirit. So when you go to do something that looks maybe a little experimental over here, to them it's like, oh, man, that's fabulous. So they kind of let you get away with a little more. At least they did in those days.
So I decided I would do it there.
They embraced me. And, you know, they just kind of loved on me through Sydney, through Perth, through Brisbane, through, you know, all the areas that we did. We even went down to New Zealand for, I think, a couple of gigs, Christchurch and Auckland. And anyway, but we did it there. And it was a six-week tour, and everybody seemed to love it. So I said, okay, I'm going to do this in the States. And so the next thing I knew, I was going all over the country with this one-man show with all of these boxes and computers and synthesizers. And it's an amazing thing to see and to hear, you know. And so that kind of got me started. But as time went along, I, you know, things start happening with other outlets. And probably coming up to the 90s, we're just talking about concerts now, but there's a guy named Peter Lowe who had a business seminar called Get Motivated, and he came to me, I think, in 99, and he said, Leon, I've loved your music. I would love for you to come out and do some of my business seminars with me. And I said, okay. And I'm thinking, you know, we're going to be in a hotel that'd be, you know, maybe 300 or 400 people. Maybe, like he was talking, it could be maybe 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, and I said, well, where are we going to do the first one? And he said, we're going to do it at the Forum in Los Angeles.
Whoa.
I said, the Forum? That's these 20,000 people. I said, you're going to sit, are we going to be in some small room? We're going to be in the locker room with the Lakers or what? And he said, no. He said, we'll fill up the Forum. I said, you're kidding me. I said, there's 20,000 people that would come to a business seminar? And so he said, yeah. And then he started telling me the people he was going to have, Colin Powell and, you know, all these people, you know, Margaret Thatcher and Gorbachev. And I said, really? And so I didn't even know what songs to sing because, you know, I knew I was there to kind of get, you know, a party started and to kind of keep things interesting in between speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I didn't want to do something really weird that would not be a setup for the next speaker coming on.
Absolutely.
So I had to start. In fact, one song that I wrote in Israel that has kind of a, you know, a put your arms around each other and kick kind of vibe to it.
Okay.
And so, but when I got to Russia, they said that doesn't sound like an Israeli beat to us. That sounds like a Russian beat. I said, really? So, and every, you know, every country I went to, they all said the same thing.
You're kidding.
They said, oh, man, I went to Jamaica. They said, oh, that's a Jamaican beat. So anyway, I said, well, maybe this beat might work before Gorbachev comes on. And so I had just learned, because I'd been to Russia a couple of times, so I had learned a few of my songs phonetically in their language.
Okay.
So I got a chance to sing a little bit of Russian. Before Gorbachev came on, and his mouth, of course, everybody in the arena, you know, to seeing a brother stand up there and singing Russian, that was the odd thing. But then when I came off stage, he just had his arms open and he was speaking Russian to me and hugging me, and I had to tell his assistant, I don't speak Russian. So it was just kind of a funny thing, but it was great to, you know, do those seminars with Peter, and I think Peter's been going through some things right in the last year, just because of marital things and stuff, so he's kind of shut down. But
yeah,
just for all, for probably years or so, we've been, you know, working together, and probably every president has been out with us, all types of personalities, and that really stretched me to try to do songs that would be apropos for giving motivation to people. I've been mixing that in with my gospel songs to try to not only just have, you know, to really like the song you just played, I Surrender, but to also have a song like Sky's the Limit, which let you know that if you just keep on trying and working at what you're doing, you know, you really can achieve some great things. So I also wanted to throw things like that into the album. So that's kind of my career, is just kind of taking the turns that, you know, that come at me. I just try to give the environments where I am a big hug. First, you know, a God hug, and then give them a human hug, give them some encouragement, just all the things I could do to help the people that are in my environment have a better life.
You have a very, very sweet spirit. You have a very sweet spirit, you know, and I've seen that all around you. I mean, you just glow every time someone sees you, and it's an honest glow. It's not a phoniness about you, you know. And I just love that about you, because I don't like phony people in the first place. I can't be around all of that. I just can't, you know. But
Well, thank you, Ruth. That's a real compliment. I take that as a real encouragement, because we, especially like I was telling you with the one-man show, a lot of times it's just me and my engineer putting the song together, and we do these concerts, and then I leave. And I don't really get a lot of feedback. Of course, nowadays with modern technology, with emails and such, there's so much more so much more feedback you can get now. And it's just as encouraging to hear you say thank you.
It's true. It's absolutely true. Now, talk about your new project here in Las Vegas, because I know that you're taking it all around the world, and I really like what God is doing with the children and with you, and let's talk about that a bit.
Yeah, well, we actually were, well, Mom and Dad had foster kids in the home all the time in my growing up, and then when I left Santana, one of the things I wanted to do was to find an organization I could give back with, and there's a great one out of Sacramento called Koinonia Foster Homes, and Koinonia, so the leader of it at that time, CEO Miriam Golden, and I just did as much as we could to try to get kids off the street and out of the system, and try to get them into good, you know, God-fearing homes. And so, you know, over the, I don't know, 20-some-odd years I worked with them, we probably got thousands of kids in homes now. But that really affected me, because Dad, you know, we had children at home, but that was kind of their ministry. And then getting it with Miriam, it kind of helped me to kind of have a co-partnership. And then Miriam retired. And then my wife and I, Renee and I, moved to, we said, well, let's, you know, move to Las Vegas. It really wasn't like they just moved to Las Vegas. It was, you know, there's some thought process that had to go into why we moved here. But we have so many friends here. We have so much contact, and it's not an isolated situation. You know, you think move is a crazy thing to move to, but it really, there is probably more churches per capita here than they are in any city you go to. So it really is if you come outside of that strip, there really is a community of people that just are living a normal life. So anyway, Renee and I, 2 years ago, we said, let's just go in and see what can happen. We were thinking maybe back nine, you know, kind of retirement, that sort of thing, not doing as many concerts anymore, maybe doing more in the city itself. And so as we left California and came across this border and got here, man, we just felt a real still yearning to do stuff for kids. And I didn't know exactly what it was going to be, but I knew it would have something to do with music. And so we decided to kind of just put the word out that we were going to do like these idol-type voice-type contests and just have kids show up and see this love on them and kind of help them with their careers. And so we put the word out, and Finlay Toyota, which is our sponsor here in Vegas, they really have just been sweethearts to help us do whatever we need to do, make it up posters. You know, if we need to book some hall somewhere, they'll book it for us. If we need a vehicle to two or three vehicles to take the kids from here, wherever, you know, we can always go there. They'll, you know, give it to us gratis to take the kids wherever like that. So just neat. So we just said, why don't we have our first little contest actually in Finlay Toyota? And so they cleared out the showroom. They have a huge showroom. And
they
we decided
sure
to have the contest there. So every month we had all these kids coming through and, you know, they're auditioning, some good, some not so good. But, you know, we try to give everybody, again, we just try to give everybody a hug. But, you know, there's a couple times we had to be kind of fun. But for the most part, we were able to finally select winners, and we ended up selecting six. I just didn't have it in my heart to select one. I don't know, maybe this is because I'm just starting with this foundation, but I said I got to have like at least two or three. I can't just pick one. And there were really some really good ones that we thought you know, would do well. So anyway, we ended up picking five singers and one dancer. And so the award would be a reward. What you would get from it is this: you would be able to get some money, which, you know, we were able to give all six something, a little stipend, and then we said it'd be a part of my album, which, you know, this new one that I'm working on now.
We've been working with the kids and got singing.
Yeah.
Okay, because I know sometimes you guys don't. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have one song that we will release at the beginning of the year, and it's based on Psalms 23, and we're calling it PS 23, and it really is it's going to be a great song. It's really up-tempo. We just got through cutting the video, we finished with all the scenes that we needed to cut Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And so now it's just the editing that you have to put together, but it is going to be, and it, the storyline kind of chronologically follows us from California and how we came to be in Vegas. So underneath all the dancing and singing, we have the storyline of leaving Koinonia and giving them a kiss and a wave goodbye, and then embracing these new kids in this city. And it's, so it's really just a neat little storyline underneath. And but Psalms 23 is blasting all the way through. We've tested it from Cali to New Jersey to, I think we're up in, where's Coeur d'Alene? Is that Idaho? Idaho. Went up to Idaho and then all the way down to Corpus Christi. We've taken it just about any place, northeast, south, and west, to kind of ring people's bell to see if they liked it or not. And everybody
feel for it, right.
So that's why we decided to do that. And it's a happy song. It really is. It's not like you would think, okay, Psalms 23, that's got to be deep. But it's not. It's really like I would imagine King David if he was in this time zone, because he was a guitarist, you know. So, you know, he'd probably be wailing and, you know, he may be dancing around because he did dance. So, you know, I just wanted to take a happy spirit out of the Bible and try to make something come alive for this, you know, this century. So, anyway, it's a great song, and this is the first one that will be released, and I'm taking the kids to try it out first time in L.A. this weekend. We're going to a friend of mine's church there, and we're going to test it out with them singing. So, it's a great thing. But each one of each of the winners have, I got the dancer in on this particular video, but then I have the five singers also singing background, but each one of them will sing an individual song. And I'm picking songs for them. I'm writing songs and then picking songs for them to sing, and based on their personality. I've got one girl that is a little bit getting a lot of bullying at school, and so I've written her an anti-bullying song, and it's really something, Ruth, because the first verse talks about building her up as one that's being the victim.
Wow.
And then the second verse talks about the bully. And so the bully will get something out of this as well. And it's a great song that way. Yeah, so I'm just writing songs based on not only what I'd like to have them sing, but just something that would help them psychologically and spiritually as well. So,
I really hope that we can team up and stuff like that to do some things, because, you know, Breaking News Journal is starting.
Yes.
We're doing the live stream, but we're getting ready to launch the Breaking News Journal TV channel, and I wanted to find out how we could, you know, we can do this, talk about this, you know, later. later, but I, you know, my thought was to be able to see what we could do to follow you, you know, your production team following you as you do the things that you're doing and live streaming it and doing, you know, live concert type things like that. And, you know, getting the sponsors behind what we're doing to do the, make sure that, we just get this thing out there. That helps everybody, you know, in the community and stuff, and information that people may not know about, and so things like that. I think that's a wonderful thing, because you're at that point now where you need to be able to have just the, you can't go physically around everywhere all the time, so to be able to have the world come to you is a good thing. And so, you know, I me and Renee have been tossing it around a bit and everything, and but, you know, that's something that I'd like to talk to you guys even more about, you know, at another time. But
that's
I want people to know how they can I want people to know how they can get your information, the music, how they can follow you, what your next things are, what are you guys getting ready to do now, and stuff like that, and how people can get your albums and things.
You know what I'm using? I'm using my first name, Mr. Leon, only because Patillo seems to be hard for the kids to pronounce. So I've got a website. It's MrLeon@MrLeon.org. That's the email, and then of course MrLeon.org is the web. But I mean, you can, you know, just use Mr. Net, M R L E O N, not M-I-N-S-T-R, not that one, you know. So Mr. is R L E. They can get a hold of us there, and that'll be a great place to contact us and find out what's going on. I must say thank you so much for, you know, you were talking about how the world should would be able to come to us, and you put it very gently for a person my age. I like that. Thank you so much.
I wasn't trying to say that you were old or anything like that, because, I mean, I'm lazy. I don't like to do a lot of stuff, so if I can do anything to be convenient, that's what I want to do.
I got you. Well, that's
I saw you hopping at the church. You were just hopping up on the stage. I was like, I know Leon is not hopping up the stage like he was.
That's those kids, man. They keep me young, you know. And Mama Doll, my mother, she died in 90, but she was still driving like within the same year she passed. So there's a little. It's a little passed down, but also these kids are really keeping me energized. So I pray to be around, you know, long enough to be able to give them what God wants me to give them, and that'll be my epitaph.
Okay. So I want to know, when do you want to come back on, when the album actually comes out, or when the video gets ready to come out, so that people know how to do it? Because I don't know if you guys are going to be packaging it, or what, who's going to be distributing it, or what's going to be going on there. But I'd love to have you back on to talk about it.
Right now.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, we're negotiating those things right now. Warner has been handling a lot of the publishing for me, and we haven't actually done a label thing with them, but they really promote our music. So I might actually talk with them about doing something like this. So it could be one of the other labels, or I have my own label, have had for a while, but we really need a real strong distributor. And so we're going to be kind of taking care of those needs now, so that when it jumps off in January, we'll be able to, you know, have something strong to come with. And like I said, if anything, we'll do an internet so people can at least be able to get the albums and get whatever they need that way. But we're going to be looking for something a little stronger out there in the marketplace to really get it out to the world.
Maybe we'll
come back on at the beginning of January.
Well, you can definitely, you know, this is open to you, okay, my brother. You know, it's like, if you want to come on, just say, you know, Ruth, you got some time. We're getting ready to launch this, and I'd love to come on Breaking News Journal, and we'll make some time for you. you know, we'll make that time and everything.
That's good.
So don't worry
Thank
about
you.
That. But you know what? You know what? I think would be a good idea. And you think about this and pray about this. Maybe it'd be a good idea too for you and Carlos to come on, so that that would help launch and break news into the online area where people want to find out about your music and stuff like that. Maybe we can do something like that too, so that you could talk about his music. You guys can talk about each other.
Yeah.
We can talk about your music and stuff like that, and that would just can draw another large audience and stuff. So let's talk. We got a lot to talk about.
That's
so.
True. Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, we'll try to strategize for the next one, and then I think we'll be. I think your viewers, I mean your listeners, will enjoy. You know, whatever doors open up for us, because we're always in prayer about, you know, open doors and new things. Because right now I've given you up to date what we're doing and what we feel is our call. But, you know, by the time we talk next time, you just never know what other doors may open.
Well, God is getting ready to do it.
And, again, yeah, I feel that there's something on the horizon. Just because our country is going through so much, man, we just need a kind of a centerpiece again to kind of rally around. And sometimes
Absolutely.
Music kind of helps to give that centerpiece. Sometimes the lyrics, I mean, I hear a lot of politicians, I hear a lot of presidents, I hear a lot of people quoting songs, you know, that they just have fallen in love with and have helped them through maybe their studies or have helped them to be a better political figure or whatever. But, you know, I think songs do make a big, because it reaches into an area of our lives where we let kind of like our walls down a little bit, and it can sneak in the back area that is kind of hurting or has a hole. And sometimes the words out of a song can just fill in that hole just when you need it. And I just know it has happened to me a number of times when I've gone through some tragedies, or even like today with the passing of Chuck Smith. I was okay for a while, and then I turned on 98.1 here, a Christian station, and they started playing something that was, you know, just so reminded me of him, and it broke me, you know. And and I think, you know, sometimes you try to hold these things in. Well, this has happened, and you know, just be strong. But it's okay, you know, to cry. Mm-hmm. It's okay to let your emotions out. So anyway, that happened to me when my mother passed. I was doing good, and a friend of mine that I hadn't seen in a long time unexpectedly showed up at the funeral, and I just lost it.
But you needed that. See, you needed that. You needed to let go.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Needed really. Yes, yes. So this music sometimes does that with people. It just has a way of reaching into an area that that is very personal and very close. And so I'm just so thankful for God's creation of that style. That's just something that hopefully we'll be able to, like, give a lot of hugs out there. So
Amen.
We'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, you know, God is he's getting ready to do some wonderful things in your life, and I'm so glad that God brought you here, because, you know, he had to plant me here. There's no way I would have come here on my own. You know, this was the last place in the world I have expected to come, and he had to literally plop me here.
Yes.
And it's actually a good place for people in ministry, because nobody cares who you are. Nobody knows where you live or anything like that, and it can't really easily get to you. So it's a good place for people in ministry that are writers or in the entertainment industry that God has. Doing certain things is actually good, you know, a good place to be. You know?
And
Finley Toyota
that.
Is
I
a
really
wonderful.
Do like it.
No, go ahead, Finney. Go ahead.
No, you said Finley Toyota.
They are a wonderful company. They are always doing things in the community and helping out wherever they possibly can with people. So I've seen their work, and it's really good that they hooked up with you and stuff like that. And we were working with them on an event a while back, and I think they are very good. People, go get you're gonna get your Toyotas, get them from Finley, you know.
That's a plug right there. That's really good. That's a good one, Ruth. Yeah, they'll appreciate that. It's just you know, sometimes you run into situations where you know you're just there as a, a figurehead for something, and that's fine. But this is way different, man. There's something going on. There's a connection that was supposed to happen between the organization. I forgot to say is called Sing, Sowing
yes.
into Next Generation. So that's what our little children's foundation is called, Sing Foundation. And it's just a great combination between Sing and Finlay Toyota. They just seem to intertwine. In fact, we shot the last part of our video, again, in their showroom. We moved all the cars out again, and we just had a fantastic, and it really looks good on camera. It's a good-looking look on camera because it's a different sort of setting. You don't really know where you are. It's just you kind of go, oh, that looks like a deal. Well, no, it could be in the back of a, that's a studio. They must put, that looks like they could, how did they get that? You know, so it has kind of an unusual kind of flavor to it, but it really is they're just great.
They're great people.
Yeah.
Yes,
and thank you so much for this interview today.
It's absolutely wonderful to have you on, and we are going to have you on again, and we're going to end this program with your song, but I just want you to know it's a pleasure. It was an honor, and may God be with you and Renee, and I'll talk to you guys little later. Are you guys going back out sometime this week or anything?
Okay. Yeah, we're going out this weekend with the kids. I'm taking 3 of the 6, and we're going to go to Los Angeles. This will be our first road trip, and we're going to do a concert in Arcadia. It's going to be something they're all excited about. So we're going to truck down there and do our little concert with them, and then I'm just kind of warming up. We're not doing anything huge right now. I just want to make sure that they got their ducks in a row, and then we'll spread out and start doing something with a little bit more volume. But I just want to make sure they're comfortable and that they're not freaking out and stuff. So,
No, they're not going to freak out. These guys, these kids, these days. You're more than welcome. Be blessed and have a great one. Have a great one. Thank you so much, Leon, for being with us. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.